This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 53 for Friday, September 8th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, posting losses for the fourth straight day as speculative selling and seasonal harvest pressure weighs on values. Canola down $7 to $10, the November contract down $7.90 at $775 per ton. Statistics Canada released ending stocks data today, pegging canola supplies in the country as of July 31st at 1.5 million tons. That was at the higher end of trade expectations, with an upward revision to the year-ago ending stocks also reported. Losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, added to the softer tone in canola. But solid export demand did provide some underlying support. Crop year-to-date Canadian canola exports through August of 442,000 tons are running well ahead of the year-ago level, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report behind some of the activity. Soybeans up a penny in the November contract at $13.61 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were solid, with 155,000 tons of old crop business and 1.7 million of new crop. Average trade estimates place U.S. soybean yields at around 50.2 bushels per acre. That would be down slightly from the August estimate, but still up from the 49.5 bushels per acre seen last year. Corn, it's holding near unchanged, down only a half cent in December at 485 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included small net cancellations of old crop business, with just under a million tons of new crop sales. Average trade guesses ahead of next week's report place U.S. corn yields at around 173.5 bushels per acre. That'd be down slightly from the previous estimate, but still up on the year. Ongoing concerns over hot and dry Midwestern conditions did remain somewhat supportive. Wheat futures are mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the December contract at $7.72 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in December at $7.33 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 3 cents in December at $5.96 per bushel. Canadian wheat ending stocks of around 3.6 million tons were in line with the year-ago level, but off the five-year average of over 5 million and below average trade estimates. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 370,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.